Glenn, are you ready? Here we go. We are on Yud Dalim Aleph at the bottom. So the Mishnah said, and I wrote it on the board over here, I don't know if that's easier or harder to understand, but the Mishnah has a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, whether or not you can use boards for schach. Again, it's not a kli. Boards are wood, you know. Wood's good, right, Shlomo? Wood's schach, you know, namakabu tumma, any of that stuff. But nonetheless, apparently there was a concern in certain situations to use boards for schach. So Rabbi Yehuda seems to say boards are fine. And Rabbi Meir says boards are no good. So from the Mishnah itself, it makes it sound like it doesn't make a difference how big these boards are. The fact that they're boards and they're not natural sticks or just something that came off of the trees. So it sounds like they've been processed in some way. That's a problem. And then there's a third line in the Mishnah which says that if you put a board that's 4 tefachim wide on top of your sukkah is still kosher, but as long as you don't sleep under it. It's still kosher, but you're not allowed to sleep under the 4 tefach board. So that's a little bit strange to figure out how that fits into the context, but that's going to be part of the Gemara. So the Mishnah has two parts to it. One is the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda holds boards are fine, Rabbi Meir says boards are no good. And then the Mishnah has a second part, which says that if you did put a board that supports Fachim, so then you're not allowed to sleep under it. So the Gemara has two ways to understand the Machlokas, because even though the Machlokas sounds like it has to do with boards, and we don't care how big they are, Rabbi Yehuda says boards are fine, and Rabbi Meir says boards are no good. So the Gemara says that's not really correct according to anyone. Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, when exactly they argue. So I don't know if this is helpful or not, but the Machlokas on board here, the Rav holds the very simple machlokes. If you have 4 tefachim or more, so then it's a machlokes. But once it is, it's really 4, less than 4, so we would say it. It's really 4 or less. It's really more than 4. More than 4, then that's where they argue. So it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda holds boards are fine, and Rabbi Meir doesn't really say boards are no good. He's just saying boards that are 4 tefachim or more are no good. That's what it comes out. According to Shmuel, however, so then there's 3 categories. There's more than 4, which is problematic according to everyone. That's Rav does not agree with that, but according to Shmuel, more than 4 is problematic according to everyone. If it's less than 3, that's fine, according to everyone. And it's exactly in between 3 and 4 that you have a machlokes over boards.
We're talking about walls?
The schach, using boards for schach.
The boards would have to have holes in them, I assume.
So it's a good question. You know, we didn't really discuss that. The Gemara never said anything about having to see the stars or anything like that. So... but maybe the assumption is that we're not taking one board and covering the entire sukkah. It's several boards, in which case there will be rain able to drip in or whatever. But it's a good question. Okay, so that's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. And so now, as any typical Gemara would do, if you have a machlokas as the pshat in the Mishnah, well, let's figure out who's right and who's wrong. So the Gemara says, Tanan. Right, with the dot, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 lines up, last two words on the line. So now, we learn in a Mishnah, but it's our Mishnah. This is the second part of the Mishnah. Like I just mentioned to you, there's a machlokas is the first part. And the second part is that if you do use a 4 tefach board, you can't sleep under it. So that's our Mishnah. Said, Tanan, Nasan land asked Shirach Rabbah Tvachim, if you put on top of your sukkah a board that's 4 tefachim wide, Ksheira, your sukkah's kasher, as long as you don't sleep underneath it. Meaning, but you're not allowed to sleep underneath that particular board. Bish Lama Shmuel. According to Shmuel, holds that the only time they disagree is between 3 and 4. So okay, so because this particular board is 4 tefachim wide, not allowed to sleep under it. Makes a lot of sense. Everyone agrees to that. But once it's 4 tefachim wide, everyone agrees it's pasul mishumachi. Because of that, you should not sleep under it. Makes sense. Elo l'Rav. But according to Rav, the Amar b'Shiyeshma and Arba Machlekes, they argue over when it's 4 tefachim, and Rabbi Yehuda would hold that it's 4 tefachim wide, it's fine. V'ayim ben Arba, the very called Ksheira, and if it's less than 4, then everyone holds it's kasher. So the Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Eliyash and Tachtav. Why should you not sleep under a board that's four tefachim wide? So do you hear the question? It's like an ABC question. When you read this mission the first time, so you say to yourself, Rabbi Yehuda holds boards are fine. Rabbi Meir holds boards are no good. But if you use a board, you can't sleep under it. Well, fine according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda just said you can't. So what are you saying? So Gemara says, okay, according to Shmuel, we'll work out part of the details. According to Shmuel, who holds that there is a board that's problematic, but it's only a board that's between 3 and 4. So they argue about that. But once a board hits 4 tefachim, so even Rabbi Yehuda agrees it's no good. So okay, so now we can understand why you're not allowed to sleep under it. Yeah, everyone agrees it's a problem. Fine. But according to Rav, who holds that the machlokes really is, board's good, board's no good. So what's the problem? Why can't you sleep under it?
You're talking about if an individual board is over 4 tefachim.
Yeah.
So you can have like 3 boards as long as each of them covers, but if they're next to each other, then they would cover more than 4 tefachim, but that's okay still?
Well, that's a question of whether they are considered to be mitzare, you know, do they join together to become bigger or something like that. But as long as, assumingly at this point, as long as each board is less than 3 tefachim, so what's wrong? That's schach. And if it's more than 4 tefachim, so then that's, you know, a difference of opinion, Rav and Shmuel, if anybody holds that's problematic, what's the story with that? If anyone's willing to be matir that. And then you have in between 3 and 4, which is where Shmuel says that is exactly where they argue. So the Gemara says, isn't it clear that the Mishnah is the opinion of Shmuel? Because if you're going to try to learn a Mishnah like Rav, so then why in the world would Rabbi Huda say you can't sleep under a board that's 4 tefachim wide? Doesn't make sense. So your answer is, Misavra Divriya Kolhi, who holds, how do you know, who holds that the Seifa is according to everyone? Seifa son the Rebbe Meir. The Seifa only goes according to Rebbe Meir. So that's not, the reason that's not the way we started, because it doesn't really, that's not the way we prefer to read the Mishnah. So, but the way that we're forced to read the Mishnah according to Rav is, Rebbe Yehuda holds, you can use boards, no problem. Ramiro says you're not allowed to use boards. But Rabbi Meir's opinion really is that once it's 4 tefachim, so then you're not allowed to use it. And therefore, if you use one that is 4 tefachim, it doesn't kill your whole sukkah, but you're not allowed to sleep under that section. See that again?
Yeah.
According to, is really an adjustment. The way that Rav reads it is actually the Mishnah spelling out the opinion of Rabbi Meir. When you first read the Mishnah for the first time, it's a little confusing, because it sounds like Rabbi Meir holds you're not allowed to use boards at all.
Right.
And the Gemara itself said, well, so you can't even use a board that's less than 3 tefachim? What's the difference between that and any other piece of schach? So you could have answered, well, because it's been cut to size. It's been affected by man. And once man starts playing around with natural schach, it passes it. And you could have made such an argument, but that's not true. So why in the world did Rabbi Meir say that boards are no good if they're less than 3 tefachim? Why? So the answer is he doesn't. He really only thinks that a board is a problem if it's between 3 and 4 tefachim. Can you possibly see that in the mission in any way, shape, or form? So, and what would... That's Shmuel's opinion, right? What's Rav's opinion? That Rabbi Meir only thinks a board that's 4 tefachim is a problem, not between 3 and 4.
Right.
So that's a difference of opinion from Rav and Shmuel. You read the Mishnah. Okay, let's forget Shmuel for a minute. Let's only focus on Rav. So according to Rav, the way you read the Mishnah is, Rabbi Yehuda holds boards are fine. Rabbi Meir holds boards that are 4 tefachim are problematic. But less than 4 tefachim is fine.
Why 4? I thought you said 4 or less. 4 would be okay,
no? So according to Rav, once you hit 4 tefachim, it becomes problematic. According to Shmuel, Rabbi Meir holds between 3 and 4. What?
You weren't on the board 4 or less. Wouldn't have to be less than 4 then? According to what you just said?
If they're 4 or less, according to Rav, everyone holds their fine. I like to see maybe it's less than 4. Maybe less than 4 would be the more accurate way to say it. Uh-huh. The problem is then it's a discrepancy, but okay, we'll leave it alone. Well, we don't have to be so precise. We should, but we're not. Anyway, so 4 becomes the demarcation between what's good and what's no good. So let's focus on Rav for a minute. So according to Rav, how are you going to read this Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you have boards, no problem. Use boards, no problem. Rabbi Meir holds boards are no good. But how do you know exactly when they're no good? At what point does it become problematic, according to Rabbi Meir?
How are you supposed to use boards for schab? You can't see anything.
Sees a few of them. Sees a few of them. In between the cracks, you'll see. If you need to see. If that's really so important. Maybe it's not so important. Maybe some water is dripping. Maybe it's not such a big deal. But, so, if you take into account the last line of the Mishnah, the last line of the Mishnah says, if you did use a board that's four tefachim, your sukkah is kosher as long as you don't sleep under it. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the problem? It is kosher. That piece is kosher. Why would you not be allowed to sleep under it? So according to Rabbi Meir, okay, you know, we understand. But what's going on? So Rav answers, it's only according to Rabbi Meir. So why does Rabbi Meir need to say that? Because he wants you to know that the rest of the sukkah is kosher? Or just that specific spot is problematic? Maybe you would have thought it kills the whole sukkah. That's one possibility. The other possibility is it really is defining Rabbi Meir's problem. Because once Rabbi Meir says that once it's four tefachim, you can't sleep under it, he's actually saying, but if it's less than four tefachim, you can sleep under it. So it actually ends up defining when Rabbi Meir holds it's a problem. Are you with me on that? According to Rav, the way to read the Mishnah is that first the Mishnah states that they argue over boards, but based on that we have no idea, according to Rabbi Meir, when a board is problematic. Sounds like a board is problematic no matter how small it is. So you have a tefach board. Oh, sorry, too bad. It's a tefach board. It's a board. Board's a board. No good. No boards. Why? What's the problem? What's the difference between a board and a piece of schach? So then the mission chimes in and says another line. And it says, and if you use a board, it's for tefachim, your sukkah's okay, but you're not allowed to sleep under it. What's that all about? So the answer is, let's be medayek. What if it's less than four? And you can sleep under it. So what do you see from that? That the one who holds boards are problematic only holds they're problematic when they're four. But less than four. You can sleep under it. So we just explained that defines Rabbi Meir's problem with boards. That's how Rav learns the Mishnah. Glatt kosher, right? Perfect. And what about Shmuel? Shmuel holds the machlokas is between three and four. So then when the Mishnah says, if it's four, you're not allowed to sleep under it, what do you mean? And if it's less than three, you are? That doesn't work according to Rabbi Meir. So the answer is, according to him, it's like a divrei hakol. The Mishnah is explaining everyone would agree to that. And everyone would agree, once it's four, it's tefachim, you're not allowed to sleep under it. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree to that, according to Shmuel. So there are two very different ways of reading this last line. According to Rav, Rabbi Meir, of course, would say you're not allowed to sleep under it. But even Rabbi Yehuda, who would allow a board that's between three and four, once it hits four, oh, then no. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree you can't sleep under it. That's how Shmuel would read it. So there are two very different ways of reading the Mishnah. According to Rav, the last line of the Mishnah is actually defining Rabbi Meir. It's helping us to understand when Rabbi Meir holds a board as a problem. But according to Shmuel, the last line of the Mishnah is there to tell us the problem, the biggest chumrah, that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that once it hits four, no way. So it's very different according to the two. But at least Rav defended himself, where it's legit to learn this Mishnah as only according to Rabbi Meir, even though it doesn't really spell it out. So it's a chiddush, it's a bigger chiddush than according to Shmuel. Fine, so that's the period at the bottom of the page. So then the Gemara says, Toshmar, let's try to figure it out from another angle over here. Right, again, all we're trying to do, we always want to figure, whenever the Gemara has machlokas amoraim, how to understand a Mishnah, so the Gemara will then proceed to use Toshmar, Toshmar, Toshmar generally to figure out, well, who's right, whose pshat is correct in the Mishnah. So that's the agenda right now of our Gemara. Who's right, Rav or Shmuel? Toshmar, come and hear my proof. Shnei Sadinen, two cloths, blankets, whatever you want to call it, sadin, right? A sheet. Two sheets. Mitzdarfin. They will join together. What does that mean, they will join together? In terms of being a problem, right? Take a look at the bottom. Rashi. Shnei sadinim mitzdarfin la'arboa tfachim lifsol basukka mishim schach pasol. So if you take two sheets and you put them next to each other and you use them for schach, you know, they're made out of linen or whatever, cotton. So then it's a problem because they will join together, even though each sheet might be less than a shear, less than four tvachim, but if you all together, they're four tvachim, it's going to be a problem of schach pasal. So they'll join together. We don't view them individually. Shnei nesarin, two boards, ein mitzdarfin, will not join together. So if each board is less than the shear, they're fine. Either right next to each other, we don't care. They're not mitzdarif. They don't join together. Rabbi Meir said, after nesarin kisadinin, boards are just like sheets. In other words, they'll join together to become problematic. So if you have two next to each other, each two tvachim, so you have four tvachim, it's a problem. According to everyone. That's Rabbi Meir's sheet. Bishlam al-Shmuel. It's all good according to Shmuel, who holds that between 3 and 4 is the machlokes. But once it hits 4 tvachim, everyone holds its puzzle. My mitzdarfin. So what does it mean that two boards will be mitzdarif? Mitzdarfin l'arba. So they'll join together to become four tvachim, and it'll become schach pasal. Elah the Rav, the Rav Shiesh ben Arba machleges. Well, Ein ben Arba, they're really called Kshera. But according to Rav, who holds, are arguing over basically boards are good or they're no good. If they're four, then Rabbi Meir holds no good. If they're not, if they're less than four, then they're fine. So what do you mean they're mitzdarif? Hold on, I lost the place a second. I remember machleges. Ein ben Arba, they're really called Kshera. Hey Chidam, what's the case? Ida isvu arba. If the board is already four tvachim, lama hu litzdarufei. So then, why would it? You don't need to join it to anything. It's already a problem. Ida lesbi arba. And if lesbi hu arba, if it doesn't have four tvachim to it, oh my, what's the problem? Vakane ba'almanin hu. They're simply pieces of schach. How could you argue that they're mitzdaruf? They're just individual pieces of schach. La'olam, really, this barba, it's talking about where it already has four tvachim. Okay, then what do you need to be mitzdarif? It's already possible. U'may mitzdarfin? Mitzdarfin la'arba amos min atzad. That they join together to four amos from the side. What do you mean? So it means to say, okay, so let's try to focus on Rabbi Meir's opinion for a second, according to Rav. So according to Rav, Rabbi Meir holds if you have a board and it's four tvachim wide. So that's schach puzzle. You put that piece of schach puzzle on the side of your sukkah. So can you picture it? You have your sukkah. All the way against one wall is a piece of schach puzzle. How wide is it? For tvachim. So it's a problem. You're not allowed to sleep under it, right? Okay. Then you put another board next to it. Another board next to it. So have you passed your sukkah? Like, how does this all work? Like, when does it become a problem? Is it not a problem? So the answer is, Rabbi Meir holds, they will be mitzdareif. In what way? In the sense that as long as you don't have four amos, it will be considered a dofen akuma. It will be a bent wall. And you'll still be able to count all that towards your sukkah. And it won't be considered like your wall is detached from your other sukkah. So let's say that's the third wall. So if you're going to remove that field, detach it from your sukkah, you'll consider it not attached to your schach. You got a big problem, you only have two walls. So in order to keep it connected to your sukkah, you might have to say doifen akuma.
In other words, let me try to draw this for you. A bird's eye view of the sukkah, right? So you have three walls. If your schach, this is all, you know, kosher schach. But on one wall, you have schach puzzle. You have a big board right here. So if you can't view that as part of this wall, then this wall is not connected to your sock. You only have two walls. That's a big problem. So it's no problem. You can continue to join together boards until you have four amos. Because you can continuously say, Doifan akuma. So you're good to go. You're good to go. So it's a kula. It's a kula, Rabbi Meir, that allows you to continue to consider all your sock bustle actually part of your wall. If it's starif until Dalet
Amos. Yeah, but Dofen Akuma still mean that area is still possible.
You won't be able to sleep under it, but at least it won't passel your sukkah, because you consider all of that schach puzzle a wall. Okay. But if it's not a wall, it's schach puzzle,
then you don't have any schach there. In which case, you don't have a third wall.
Only up until 4 hours is open for a month.
Correct.
And more than that.
More than that. And you got a big problem, and then it'll be considered schach puzzle, and you only have two walls. Big problem. Big problem. Lishnach Rina. Now the Gemara kind of reverses it with another presentation of more or less the same information. Lishnach Rina. Bish lama l'Shmuel. It's good according to Shmuel. Darav Hashem behen arba machlekes, where they argue over a board that's between 3 and 4. Aval yesh behen arba, but once it hits 4 tefachim, direkol psula, everyone holds that schach pasul. My mitzdarfen. So what does it mean that mitzdarf? Mitzdarf to what? Mitzdarfen arba amos min atzah. So you'll say it joins together and it'll become a doifen akuma all the way until 4 amos. Elul Rav. But according to Rav, how does this work? Bish lama Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that once it becomes 4 tefachim, it's a problem. My mitzdarfins, what does it mean? They join together. Mitzdarfin arba amos min atzah. It'll join together that it's schach pasul continuously until 4 amos, and you can continue to say tofen akuma until 4 amos. Elder Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Afil Yeshma in our book, Sheira, according to Rabbi Yehuda, holds you can have a board that's 4 tefachim, and that's fine. My ain mitzdarfin. So what does it mean they're not mitzdarif? What do you mean? Kanim ba'almanim. They're just a bunch of pieces of schach. They're not mitzdarif. What do you mean they're not mitzdarif? Mitzdarif to what? Idi the kamer Rabbi Meir mitzdarfin. So what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda? Like, what are you talking about? Of course they're not mitzdarif. Mitzdarif to what? Schach basel? There's no such thing as schach basel. Boards are fine. Like, what is the Rabbi Yehuda saying? So my answer is, Idi the kamer Rabbi Meir mitzdarfin. Rabbi Yehuda ain mitzdarfin. It's simply Rabbi Yehuda's way of responding to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, since a 4 tefach board is schach pasul, they'll continue to join together until arba amos and be a dofen akuma. And Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, no, they don't. What do you mean, really don't? Of course they don't. What are you talking about? What's your chiddush? The answer, he's just responding to Rabbi Meir. He's just responding to Rabbi Meir. There's nothing thing called tziruf here because each one is kasher in and of itself. So it's kasher schach. There's really nothing to talk about. So now the Gemara says, okay, the truth of the matter is, we have a Braisa, Tanya, we have a Braisa that's Kavase de Rav, that is like the opinion of Rav. Tanya, and we have a Braisa, Kavase de Shmuel, that's like Shmuel. And now the Gemara is going to quote both of them. Tanya, Kavase de Rav, we have a Braisa that supports Rav's opinion. Sichach as the following quote. Quote, Sichach ben Isarim shel Eretz. You used for schach boards made out of cedar. She'ein bohen arbo'o. And they're not 4 tefachim wide. Divrei hakol k'sheira. Then everyone says it's kasher because they're not 4 tefachim wide. Yesh bohen arbo'o. But once they are 4 tefachim wide, Rabbi Meir poisel, Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Rabbi Meir holds no good, and Rabbi Yehuda holds it is good. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, seemingly to Rabbi Meir, ma'ase b'shasa sakana. There was an incident that happened at a time when there was a sakana. So we'll use our imagination. What was the shasa sakana? So you can imagine the goyim said, anybody who follows the halacha and builds a sukkah, you know, we're gonna kill you. So they had to try and be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah surreptitiously in a way that where they weren't gonna get in trouble with the government, you know. So how do you do that? See, you build yourself a house, you know, just a shed. So it was a maise and a shasa sakana. Shevionu nisarim, we brought boards, shahayu behen arba, that were 4 tefachim or more wide. And we used them for schach on top of our porches. And we sat under them. So Jews are always very clever. So that's what they did, right? So they went ahead and they boarded up the ceilings of their mirpesas. What do you call mirpesas? Balcony? I don't know. What would you call them in English?
Porch,
whatever, you know, but all those things that are outside, so they're open air usually. So, you know, they decided to put wood on them. So the authorities were all, how come all the Jews are all putting board on top of it? Whatever, we anticipate a lot of rain this year, you know, whatever they said. But it didn't look like a sukkah because no one ever uses boards like that for schach. So that's Rabbi Yehuda said, you see, Rabbi Meir, obviously it's kosher because if it weren't kosher, so they wouldn't have done it, and they wouldn't have been successful in doing anything. Amrulai, so they said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Misham Raya, from there is your proof. Ein shasa sakana raya. A time of danger is not a proof.
Yeah,
How's that not approved?
Because, like, think about it this way, like, during, like, the Holocaust, for example, like, you had, like, a puzzle set of, like, tefillin, like, I feel like you would wear it to, like, sneak, putting, like, little sneak on that pair of tefillin.
Yeah.
Even though it's not, like, they probably knew it wasn't, like, kosher, but, like, so to say, like, oh, they're allowed to put on tefillin when it's not puzzle, when it was puzzle, that means, like, fine, we can do it now.
But you see, it's good, right? They wouldn't have done it if it wasn't good, right?
Why is it good to put on the puzzles and pair of tefillin? Is it good? I don't know.
So what are you saying? So what did they gain?
It's not about the detail. It's just like, because if you're extenuating circumstances that could force us to be not as ideal as we want, or kind of bend the rules in those situations, because of the, just sort of the reality of the situation, so if you use that as a rule to the, like,
so what Adam is suggesting is that maybe, in other words, you're going a serious extreme. You guys want to think this through for a minute? Rabbi Yehuda claims that at a time when it was life and death, so the Jews still managed to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah with boards. What does that prove? And Gemara says that Shas HaSakana is not a proof. So there are two ways to look at this. The way that Adam is suggesting is that sometimes we'll do things where basically it's totally, totally puzzle. But we don't want to forget the mitzvah. We don't want to forget about the mitzvah. So we'll do something that really is mamish basel. But we don't want to forget about the mitzvah. It's a zeicher lemikdash. You know? A zeicher lemikdash. You're not accomplishing anything. By going around the bima with your lulav seven times, you know? You're not doing anything. There's no mitzvah to do that. But we want to remember what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. So in order to remember what they did in Beis HaMikdash, so we do it today. Are we accomplishing the mitzvah? No. No, but you have to do a mitzvah to do it in Beis HaMikdash. That's a Zeicher LeMikdash. That's one way to learn. Here, there's an easier way to learn, probably, because this whole issue of using boards, what do you think? It's a problem Deraisa or Derabanan? What do you think?
Derabanan?
Yeah.
Actually, it's like the whole point is that you can't sleep under it. Why can't you sleep under it? Because you're not able to see, like, you can't see past it, right? That's
so then everyone should agree, right?
Yeah.
But it's a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's okay.
Yeah.
So it can't. So it's not. It sounds like it's not pasul d'oraisa, right?
Yeah.
The way, one way to learn on the previous amud was that it's gzeiras tikra. That's a gzeira midrabanan because of people think you can just use your roof, you know?
Yeah.
So pashup shad is this whole thing is asa d'rabanan. So they went ahead and they used boards. Are the yotzei d'oraisa? If you use boards, are yotzei d'oraisa? Deraisa? If the whole reason you're not allowed to use boards is because of a dirabanan gzeira, that we're afraid people are going to confuse it with their roof and they're going to think, well, I'll just stay in my house and use my roof.
No, why would it be a problem? If we're going to have a problem with dirabanan, certainly
what do you mean? Let's assume that deraisa, it's made out of wood. It's schach. What's the problem?
Deraisa is always more stringent.
The opposite, right? The Rabbanan made their gzeros to protect the deraisa, so there's a stringency to all the dinim derabanan. Deraisa, you're allowed to ride a horse on Shabbos with derabanan. You're not allowed to ride a horse. We're afraid you're going to break off a branch and give him a patch to go faster. So derabanan are chumras on the deraisas. So if you go ahead and you take a bunch of boards and you use it for schach deraisa, you're yotze. But derabanan, they said you're not allowed to do that because then people will think they can basically stay in their house the whole sukkahs. My roof is made out of wood. Your roof made out of wood. Why go outside? It's nicer inside. Right? So it's gzeiras tikra. So chachamim didn't make their gzeiros at a time of sakana. Right? The Rabbanan said, we make a gzeira. You're not allowed to use it. But I'm big in a shasa sakana, if that's your only option. So then we're not gzeira. We didn't make such a gzeira. So that's the pashut pshat in the Gemara. You know what I'm saying? That you can't prove anything on a dirabanan level from a shasa sakana. It's not going as far as Adam is suggesting. Adam is suggesting that maybe, you know, it's not a proof because it could be they did it just to remember the mitzvah, which is an interesting idea. And there's a truth to it. Like I argued, you know, you could say that something's a zecher lemikdash. That's a concept of a zecher lemikdash. But here, pashut pshat in the Gemara just is that it's not a raya because the dinim dirabanan don't apply b'shas ha-sakana, and you're allowed to go back to the dinam daraisa. And daraisa, if you use a board, you're yotze. So that's what they said back to Rabbi Yehuda, misham raya, in shas ha-sakana raya. Tanya kavasei l'shmua. There's also a braisa that supports Shmua. Sechach ha-benesarim shel erez, if you used for schach, boards made out of cedar, sheyesh ben arba, and they are 4 tefachim wide, divrei ha-kol psula, everyone holds no good. Ain bohen arba, but if they're not 4 tefachim wide, Rabbi Meir poisel, Rabbi Yehuda machshir. So again, that's Shmuel's opinion. They argue less than 4. Umoide Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir agrees, however, sheim yesh bein neser neser kimalei neser, that if there's enough space in between each board of the space of another board, in other words, the sukkah sounds like it's 50-50, 50 space and 50% boards. So then, shemeiniach pesel b'neiyam, you put kosher schach in between them, uksheira, and then your sukkah is kosher. How could it be if it's exactly 50-50?
If each board is less than 4.
But he says it is 4, no? No, what's the case? If they're not 4, the each will sigh when some other sheish men arba, they will psula. Amen arba, if they're not 4, remir poisel ruta master. So, we're talking about a board that's between 3 and 4. And in between each board you put schach kasher. So, depending on how you line up the boards, it could very well be that this sukkah is exactly 50-50 schach pasul and schach kasher. How could it be good? You hear the question?
Well, this would only be according to Shmuel, right? Because you said it's between 3 and 4, no?
Correct. But my question is, how can you have exactly half of your schach be schach pasul?
If half of your 50.
Picture it in your mind. You line up all these boards, right? With enough space that there's a board of empty space in between each one. So, just board, space, board, space, board, space, board, space. So, depending on if what's at the end, if the end of the last one is space, the last one is board, what's the difference? It could be that it'll be exactly 50-50. Or worse. It's not possible. It could be rove. But unless you start off with empty space, and you end off with empty space, then it's going to be exactly 50-50. If it's exactly 50-50, how could you have a kasher sukkah where exactly half is chach pasul? So maybe we have to adjust this a little bit. But in any case, that's what the Gemara said, that moider Rabbi Meir shim yesh bein neser leneser kimalei neser, that as long as you leave enough space between each board, kimalei neser, which means the space of a board, shemeiniach pesel beinayim, you put pesel here means schach, kosher schach, like psolis, goren riekiv. As long as you put in schach between them, uksheira it's kosher. Umoider Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda agrees, shim nasen leneser shurachav arba tvachim, right? This is Shmuel Shita, that even Rabbi Yehuda holds that if your board is 4 tvachim, shim nasen leneser shurachav arba tvachim, ksheira, ve'en yeshenim tachtav. You're still not allowed to sleep under it. Because again, according to Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda holds, 4 tefachim is no good. If a person does sleep under it, he's not yotzei his mitzvah of sukkah. Okay, so that braisa is according to Shmuel. Itmar, it was said. Havchanat sidehen. So we're all Jews here. We're chachamim. Obviously, the problem of the board is because it's too wide. And so it looks like a regular roof. It doesn't look like schach. So, right, Max, this is your suggestion. We'll just flip it on its side. They're not. Right? A regular board, how are they? An inch thick? I don't know. What's a typical board? How thick are they?
An inch,
half an inch, whatever they are. So flip it on the side. So it may be 4 tefachim high now, but the width is actually very, very thin.
What do you put on its side that... Do you think there's, let's say, flat...
Yeah.
Instead of just putting it this way, you could put it this way.
Yeah, okay, but we want to be able to use less. You mean it's going to be like 10 feet high?
Right. If you put it this way, right, it's going to go really high up.
Yeah.
Like, if you put it inside, right now it's like this.
Yeah.
I'm saying put it like this.
Yeah.
That's what you said?
Not so it's so high.
But the bottom is vertically extended.
Right. Too high. That's what creates
crazy.
Like,
either way, it's gonna look. Why would you ever want your stock to be so high?
Well, because if you do it the other way, it's puzzle. You know, I think I told you, right, this year, the last few years, you know, Home Depot has these mats that they've been selling. They're really fences, but they're cheap. So who wants to spend a lot of money on schach when you can get it for cheap, you know? So Home Depot has boards on sale. It's pretty cheap. Why spend $100 on a schach mat that's so expensive when I can just get really cheap boards? Now, the problem is I know I can't put the board flat, so I'll put the board straight up. Save money. Save money.
Also, what if you have a four-token board and you just cut it into two?
Okay, so that's not a four-token board anymore.
So it's fine?
Yep. In Akadami. That's the question of whether it's not. It's mitztarif. And the Gemara says, it's not going to mitztarif. You can't say that something which is on its own fine is going to mitztarif to something else. That can't be true. So it won't join together with another board, even if it's one board cut in half. But once it becomes a four tefachim board, then you can talk about it joining together and tadofen akuma. So itmar, havchanot tzidei, and you flipped your boards on the side. Rav Huna amar psula. Rav Huna says, I don't care. The whole issue here is a gzeiras tikra. It looks like a roof. Even though it doesn't look like a roof because it's the wrong way, but still you're utilizing boards that a person would use for his roof, and therefore the gzeiras still applies. Rav Chista, Rabba bar Rav Huna amrik shera. They say, what are you talking about? It doesn't look like a roof. No one would ever do this for a roof. So the gzeira doesn't apply, and they think that that's fine. Ikla Rav Nachman l'sura. Rav Nachman visited Syria. Ul gabei Rav Chista v'Rabba bar Rav Huna. And went up to him, Rav Chista and Rabba bar Rav Huna. Okay, so what are the personalities over here? Who argued originally? Havchanot tzidein, Rav Huna said what? You flip them on the side, Rav Huna says, puzzle. Rav Chista and Rabba Bar Chana say, kasher. So Rav Nachman is a new personality here, and he went to visit Sura, and went along with him, or to him, Rav Chista and Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Again, Rav Chista holds that these boards are, even if on their side, are still puzzle, and Rabba Bar Rav Huna holds that they would be kasher, right? No, the opposite. Rav Chista and Rabba Bar Rav Huna both hold its kasher on the side. And Rav Huna is the one that says it's pasul. Rav Huna says it's pasul. So Rav Chista and Rabba Bar Rav Huna, so they should hold that it's fine. Amri lei. So they said to him, Avchanal Tzidein Mahu. If you flip boards on the side, what's the din? Who did they ask this to? Rav Nachman. Amar lehu, so he said to them, Psula! Psula. Nasu kishpudin shel mateches. They're like metal spits. Why did he say that? So Rashi in Psula, says Kidim Mefarish to come on, the came of the Ash shame Psul Alehen, since they have a status of being puzzle. Now, them being puzzle is only when they're flat, according to everyone, right? Once you flip them aside, it's disagree, it's a machlokas. But once they're flat, they do have a status of being schach puzzle. Nasu kishbudin shel mateches, then we consider them puzzle! Just like a metal spit, which of course is a kli and smakabul tuma, so it doesn't make a difference how you flip it. Wait, so what just happened over here? This is interesting to ponder. The way it was originally presented was that's a gzeira. And the question is, since no one would make a roof like this, so should we be gozer? Is that included in the gzeira? Right? That's one way to look at it. If it's flat, like a person would make a roof, so you could say it's a gzeira stikra. But once you flip it on the side, since no one makes a roof like that, why should we say that's a gzeiras tikra? Yeah? Are you willing to hear that way to look at it? Is this thing on? Anybody out there? You want to make a sukkah out of boards?
Can you redefine
gzeiras tikra? Gzeiras tikra means that we make a gzeira, you're not allowed to use boards because it looks like a roof. And we're afraid that people are going to think that they'll also, I'll take off whatever may be on top of it, you know, it's cement or tar or whatever, and I'll use my roof. Tassel and also, I don't know, whatever all the various issues behind that are.
You're saying moving your roof onto your store?
Guy decides, you know what, I'm redoing my house anyway. So it's Sukkos is coming up. I have no more tar or anything else on my ceiling. I'll just use my ceiling for my schach. Why not? It's wood. What's the problem? So they made Xeri, not allowed to use boards because people might make that bad decision. So we want to know if you flip it on its side, so then what? So there's an opinion that it's fine.
No, why would it be fine? It's the same thing as using.
Because it's not for Tvachim.
Yeah, but we said you can't use your roof.
But it's not for Tvachim. Everyone agrees if you have less than 3 Tvachim,
it's fine. So you're talking about your ceiling, if your roof was less than 3 Tvachim, so then regardless, it would be okay.
Okay, good question. But there's no Xeri there for sure. Everyone agrees to that. So if your board is flipped on its side, it's certainly not 4 Tvachim wide.
Right.
So that's a machlokes. So what's that machlokes based on? So the way I said it originally was, well, because nobody makes a roof like that, so why should you make such a Xeri? Everyone makes a roof with the wide end down.
Right.
So maybe you'd argue that we shouldn't make a Xeri there. Okay, fair enough. But then they asked Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman said, no good. It's like an metal spit. What's he trying to say? Why didn't he just say it's no good? Because the Xeri still applies. He's adding something by saying it's like a metal spit. You with me? Why did he have to say it like that?
Because it's indirect, but it's still the same thing.
So what he's saying, you ready for this? What's the difference between a wooden board, which you could flip on the side or not, and a metal spit? I mean, a lot of differences, right? But what's his point? His point is that the metal spit is schach puzzle no matter what you do with it. But this, you could argue, if it's on the wrong side, if it's on the sides, then it should be fine. He's saying, no, this board is no different than a metal spit. You know why? Because since it's defined as schach puzzle, it's puzzle no matter where you do with it. So that's different than the way we originally learned. Originally, we were learning, oh, because it doesn't look like a roof, so we shouldn't make the Xeri. No, so that should be okay, right? Because that's not soft puzzle anymore, because you cut it to size.
No, but I thought so you're saying that the roof
itself... It's four tvachim. It's just four tvachim the wrong way.
Because it's four tvachim, that's why it's a roof from your...
Right. It's not from your roof. This is a board you bought at Home Depot. It's never even used before. But because it's four tvachim wide, if you would put it on your sukkah, it would be puzzle. And therefore, I don't care what position you put it in, it has a status of being schach puzzle. That's why he gives the imagery of a metal spit. That's what he's adding. Amar lehu Rav Huna, le'amri lechu, amri kavdasi. So how do you translate? This is a funny line. So Rav Huna says to them, Lo amri lechu, amri kavasi. Didn't I tell you that basically everybody holds like me, or at least Rav Nachman holds like me? So you see, I'm right. Rav Huna was one that said it's puzzle originally.
Right.
Amru lei. So they said back to him, Mi amar lan mar taimo v'lekablinan mine. You never told us a reason. Did you tell us a reason that we never accepted it from you? Me, Omar, Lan, Mar, Taimo, did the master tell us a reason? And we didn't accept it from you. Amar Lush, Rav Huna says back to them, Umi, Ba'esu, Minoi, Taimo, Velo, Amri, Lachu. Well, you didn't ask me. Did you ever ask me for a reason and then I didn't tell you? So I don't know exactly what the Gemara wants from us over here, but the Gemara is saying, you see, I told you so. And they said, well, I mean, you never explained your reason. Rachel explained the reason, because it has a status of being schach puzzle. You just said it's puzzle. So he says to him, but you never asked me for a reason. So, I don't know, failure in communication over here, I guess, is ultimately what the Gemara is saying. Lema Messiah. So let's say the following supports all of this. If the sukkah doesn't hold his head, most of his body in a table. It's not seven tefachim. Oish anifritza ba pirtza, kadeshi is dakir ba gidi, bevasroish. Or there's a hole in the wall to the extent that a goat could get it, could stick its stick its head in, could get in easily. Rashi says bevas roish means easily, behedya of a river. Rashi also says it means three tefachim, by the way. Veshanasanal en neser, which we care about, or you put on a board shurachav arba tefachim, that's four tefachim wide. Afa pisha layichnis l'seicha elish leisha tefachim. Even though you didn't bring it in, you only brought it in three tefachim, psula. It's pasa. Wait, what's the case? So the board is functioning as schach. And how big is it? It's four tefachim wide. And even though it's only three tefachim into the sukkah, it's still psula. What do you mean? Hey chidam, what's the case? My love, kigoyin shahavchan al tzidayim. Isn't it that it's flipped on its side? Look, hachba mayaskina. No, what are we dealing with? Goyin anach apuma de talavasa. That you put this board in the entrance of the sukkah. It's the first three tefachim. The ayat lasa, the gav, the avik, chad, levar. The havel pesel yotim in a sukkah, but pet yotim in a sukkah, nido in kisukkah. The ayat lasa, how do you picture this? So, I mean, you can't see this picture, but the bottom line is the way that we're picturing it is that it's not enough to pasel the front of the sukkah even because it's sticking out from where the wall is.
So the whole sukkah, trying to draw it 3D. So the whole sukkah until the edge is covered in regular schach. But the front edge here, this board is sticking out past the front of the sukkah. So in terms of the inside of the sukkah, you don't have a full board of four tefachim that is covering any part that's inside the sukkah. So the board that's sticking out past the walls has a din of what's referred to as pesel hayotze min ha-sukkah, schach, that is going past where the walls cover. And that's still considered to be part of the sukkah, but it's not going to passel what's going on inside the sukkah. So the way the Gemara says it is, what are we dealing with here? Kugoyin, for example, you placed the board on the entrance to the sukkah, the ayol tlasa legav, that there are three tefachim that are in the back, apikchad levar, and there's sticking out. Poke means to go out, a pig, and sticking out, chad, one tefach, levar, on the outside. The havelei pesel yotze min ha-sukkah. So then it's like schach, it's sticking out of the sukkah, the pesel is min ha-sukkah, nidon to the sukkah, and any pesel, any schach that's sticking out of the sukkah, still is considered to be part of the sukkah. So, in terms of the last rule, what it means to say is, imagine that you have a sukkah where the schach sticks out farther than the walls. And you want to know if you're allowed to sit under the schach, even though you're not really surrounded by three walls anymore, because the schach is sticking out. So Gemara says, "Pesel yotze min ha-sukkah nidon tezukkah." Since that's part of the schach of your sukkah, you can sit under that schach, and you're still considered to be under the sukkah, even though in that spot you're not surrounded by walls. It's four tefachim altogether, but not all of it is inside the walls of the sukkah.
So you couldn't be able to sit outside.
Well, the problem is that board is going to be schach pasul. So let's read one more time. So Gemara said, let's say this supports this idea that if you flip it on the side, it's still going to be pasul. So Gemara said, because one of the cases here is that you put a neser, that's rachav arba tefachim, afal pishal yichnes l'saycha elesh leisha tefachim. Even though there are only three tefachim in the sukkah. So how do you have that? How do you have a 4 tefach board and only 3 tefachim in the sukkah? Ah, oh, you flipped it on the side. It's 3 tefachim wide. It's 4 tefachim high. It's a log. Isn't that the case? It says no. It means that it's a 4 tefach board, but only 3 tefachim are actually in the walls of the sukkah. That's all it means to say. It's still pasul. So what's pasul? Pasul means because that's all considered to be part of the sukkah, even though the only 3 tefachim of it are in the walls of the sukkah, 1 tefach is still sticking out. And so if you sit under that board, you're not going to be yotze, because normally you would, in a schach kasher that sticks out of a sukkah, you can sit under. But since this particular schach that's sticking out of your sukkah is pasul, because it's a 4 tefach board, so you can't sit under that in that particular case. So that's how the Gemara finishes that point. If you have any questions, we can certainly go over it tomorrow. But that takes us till the next Mishnah on Tesubav Amud Aleph.